Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some major naval maneuvers by the United States in opposition to what Russia is threatening in Ukraine, and frankly, also what China is threatening with Taiwan. I want to talk about it. Glad to see it. Especially meaningful to me when I was in the Navy. My ship did a deployment to the Mediterranean with one of these groups, and just the visible presence of the U.S. Navy in the Mediterranean is extremely soothing to European sensibilities. Now, what's going on in Europe? A U.S. carrier task force strike group was sent to the Mediterranean. NATO is taking command of it. This is a very, very good development. Normally, the United States commands everything over there, and we effectively still do. But we're doing this in joint operation with NATO ships from the major European countries. It's a show of force against the Ruskies. In this particular case, it's the USS Harry Truman, an aircraft carrier. Aircraft carriers are typically named after U.S. presidents, and occasionally they could be named after just some eminent American historical figure, but they're the biggest, baddest, probably most prestigious surface ships in the Navy. Right now, our nuclear submarine fleet is the guts of the Navy. It's the part of the triad, the nuclear Navy. They sit on the bottom and they steam around. Nobody knows where they are, and they have nuclear missiles, and the Russians know it, and so do the Chinese. With the USS Harry Truman is the U.S. San Jacinto. It's a cruiser. And with them are four destroyers, the Bainbridge, the Cole, the Gravely, and the Jason Dunham destroyers. Now, destroyers are named, they're the smaller ship, and they are named after just eminent people, frequently naval or American service members who got the Medal of Honor or who died or somebody who should be honored. Cruisers are a step up. They are a much larger ship. They're frequently named after cities or counties in the United States. So this is under NATO command. Remember, if you take a look at the geography of Europe, Russia, you have Belarus to the west, but Belarus then borders on Poland, and Ukraine is just under Belarus, and it borders on Poland and Romania. Now, much of this had been Poland, the whole area. In the 18th century, Ukraine and Lithuania were part of Poland. It was a very big country at the time. The Ruskies came in and carved it up, along with the Prussians, and sadly the Austrians, although they were a little more benign. 1795, Poland disappeared from the map, came back after 1917, the First World War. It existed till Second World War when the Nazis went in. And then, of course, after the war, the commie Ruskies took it. So it still technically was a country, but still occupied. It's a magnificent country, magnificent people, Poland. And the fact is that they didn't really get free again. It's about 1989 when John Paul II and Lech Walesa took some care of some business over there, and they became free. Now, what's the purpose of these carrier strike forces? The whole purpose, and this sounds strange considering all the amount of money that goes in the event of war, to make sure the aircraft carriers stay afloat long enough to get as many of their planes off as possible with bombs. It is assumed that at some point they'll be sunk, especially with modern technology. So why are there cruisers and destroyers going with them? Their purpose is anti-submarine warfare. There's one way, especially traditionally, everybody looks backward. You know, there's this metaphor that in history, you're walking backwards into the future. You can see everything behind you. You can't see anything in front of you because you're walking backwards. So much of this technology and much of these war tactics are based on what happened in the Second World War. But in the Second World War, you didn't have a lot of missiles, but what you did have were submarines. And the idea is that destroyers like the Bainbridge, Cole, Gravely, and the Jason Dunham, and cruisers like the San Jacinto, they are experts in anti-submarine warfare, and they will keep the submarines away long enough for the carrier to launch all of its planes or as many as possible. And that is its reason for existence. That is its reason for existence. There's a similar task force going into the South China Sea at the same time, actually two carrier groups. One of them is the USS Carl Vinson. Carl Vinson is an aircraft carrier, and he was not president, but he was a very well-known legislative leader. And the other one is the USS Abraham Lincoln. They're both going into the South China Sea to do ops operations with Japan's Navy. And, you know, this to me is historically, it's amazing to me. Think about this historically. We are going into the South China Sea to do ops with the Japanese Navy, when in 1945, our ops were against the Japanese Navy and done to help win World War II and in the process save China. Tell you how grateful China was. World War II is over in 1945 and 1950. The Red Chinese are in North Korea trying to kill our Marines. They have a very short memory in China, very short memory for anything that doesn't serve their own national interest. In any event, right now, they're sprinkling fake islands all around the South China Sea. There are places, believe it or not, in the middle of the ocean that aren't that deep. They make islands out of them. Then they say, we're entitled to 200-mile border around them. So anybody who wants to go by has to pay us a toll. They're essentially pirates. It's a pirate nation. And the U.S. Navy is the only force in the world that's capable of stopping that. And we say, no, we go by there. And occasionally, they come out and buzz us, which is very funny. And then they run away. What isn't so funny is they will buzz and impound Filipino fishing ships. Some poor guy's out there fishing and he gets arrested. This is going on with the Chinese in the South China Sea right now. So the idea that Biden has is we send in two carrier groups and just we're there. We are the biggest, baddest people in the area and get out of our face. And by the way, don't even think about going into Taiwan. So there you have it, in the Mediterranean and in the South China Sea. I'm very glad to see it. Part of the thing that screwed us up was Trump. Trump, the Philippines took China to the international court for invading its maritime space, and Trump wouldn't back it up and try to suck up to China. And it demoralized the Filipinos. And what they did is they didn't pursue their claim against China. They got closer to China. People on the right, those of you who are out there listening on the right, you have no idea what Trump did to damage us with our allies to contain the Chi-Coms and the Ruskies. Now you're getting pro-Rusky. You had that clown, Tucker Carlson, we'll talk about him later, saying we should side with the Ruskies. The Second World War, Tucker Carlson would have been arrested for treason. And if there's a shooting war, he will be again. The Republican Party is caving to the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms. And I am tired of it. The Democratic Party has traditionally been the toughest party in foreign policy. And that is the philosophy of this show, Matt Flynn Direct. I would like it a lot better if the USS Harry Truman and the San Jacinto and the Bainbridge, Cole Gravely and Jason Dunham had gone into the Black Sea, not just the Mediterranean. Mediterranean is fine. It's a start. Control Europe. You go into the Black Sea, and then you're talking about Romania. You're talking about Ukraine. That would get the Russians very, very anxious. It'd be as if they sent an aircraft carrier off the coast of Key West, except they only have one, and it doesn't work. It's dangerous to their troops. They parade it around. They pull up to a port somewhere, offload their planes, and take off from airfields. That's how pathetic their technology is. Anyway, a quick synopsis of what the Navy is doing in response to the Russian threat in Ukraine. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.